Breathe.
Oh, fluffy one.
Yeah.
Breathe. Oh, Miss Fluffy.
How come you're fluffy tonight?
It's a kiwi expression.
Yeah.
Okay. Down to business. Down to business. Okay. Where shall I start? Where do you want me to start? Okay.
I could start a few things.
Okay, what do you want to start?
Well, for example, our DEF CON meetings that you have with Omal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got a strike settlement.
Uh-huh.
So.
That's all set up. However, what's been going on that got us all rattled and everything is the fact that our estimates are $2 billion in loss to GM due to this strike. The fact that it is unlawful and illegal. So that is civil disobedience.
Can't be illegal.
It is illegal.
What's the statutes under which it's illegal, though?
The union contract states that they can only deal with local issues or safety infractions. Or, and the third one was speeding up the line to increase productivity, and thus being a safety issue. None of these were the reason for them going out on strike.
Was it pay?
No. Well, partly. Partly also the fact that GM wanted to lay off and modernize and improve the plant and lay off approximately 50,000 workers overall, I think. I could be wrong on the number. Throughout the whole entire company. And to increase and modernize the plants at Flint, which aren't in any of the three criteria.
Hmm.
So, our decision on looking at the legal statutes and everything is that it was illegal. It was an illegal strike. I could go into more detail, but I'm not going to. That was one of the reasons why we had our DEF CON meetings. Also, the fact that the stock market has dropped over 400 points in just over a week and a half. Again, the reason why we didn't step up the level is because it did not meet any of our criteria of a drop of 150 points at the end of the day. There was a time where we had a meeting that was an emergency, well, not an emergency meeting, but a summons to a mole's office, where the Dow had actually dropped 211 points. In the meeting, we discussed various things which I can't go over, but that was one of the things that was looked upon. As I was in the meeting at the time, I also had my little ear device in so I could hear what the stock market was doing. And I decided, against them all, that we should not step up and make an announcement. And this was done because I felt that the market was going to recover, as it was dropping so rapidly that my feeling was that investors would come in and bargain hunt, which they did. That day it ended down 94 points. Also, a natural disaster, which has been discussed much lately, is the fact that 89 individuals have died in Texas due to the heat. There is close to $500 million in loss through electricity losses and fiscal losses, cattle and so on, due to the heat. It is pushing up the prices of food throughout the United States of America, primarily beef prices and chicken prices. So looking at that, it was okay, but again, that did not quite meet the criteria necessary. Everything was real border point when we made our decisions. Fortunately, two of the factors and the Flint plant's problems kind of aided in being settled, helped us to stop down, to come down from our readiness point.
Hmm. Pretty close, though, huh?
Uh-huh. So we were pretty ready to release a communique, but we decided against it. You see, they have to meet definitely and clearly the various criteria.
Hmm.
Now, let us move along a little bit to my pet subject. Bill Clinton. Uh-huh. What? Okay.
Oh, yeah, darling, I'm just listening.
Okay, first of all, has the president perjured himself? So far, everything is rumored. She is going to say, yes, they did have sex. They say. She hasn't said yet. She hasn't said anything. So whether or not he has perjured himself is still up in the air. Now, let us assume that he didn't. Let us also assume that she is going to say that nothing happened, etc., etc. This basically takes the sting out of impeachment processes, which, in my opinion, is good, due to the fact that if he's impeached, Al Gore will become president, and things will not go as well as they should, because people will not trust anybody to do with President Clinton. Now, if she says that they did, and he has committed perjury, then that is a felony. But it is not something that would be desirable for an impeachment. With the way things are going, the proceedings for the trial for perjury will more than likely take place after he's out of presidency. Also, the investigations into campaign finance and selling or letting US companies give technology to the Chinese is also something that is very serious and an impeachable offense. However, again, if he is impeached, then the government is hamstrung. He becomes a laughing stock. The US becomes a laughing stock. So again, I think they're not going to impeach him, as much as it would be the appropriate thing to do. However, if they do impeach him, the correct thing for him to do would be to stand down. However, I don't think he would. He would want to fight this out tooth and nail because he is so used to getting what he wants and people believing what he says. Whether or not it is the truth or not is besides the point. He is used to getting his way. Any questions?
Wasn't this an election year?
Yes. Not for him, though. It's just midterm elections for the Senate and the House.
Was it 2001? It's election year for him?
Uh-huh. And he won't get re-elected. Because he can't run.
Well, it isn't that far away.
No, exactly.
And I don't think, in my personal opinion, I don't think they'll start impeachment proceedings because he's only got a year and 5 months to pull.
That's right.
So I don't think they'll impeach him, darling. I really don't. I don't think they'll even start the proceedings because it takes longer than that.
That's my point exactly. You see, the thing is that everything has been done deliberately, delay.
They're still delaying.
Mm-hmm.
And if it runs, what, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, they ain't going to start impeachment proceedings because it costs too much money.
That's right. If they were to impeach him, they would have to have a majority, a single majority, that's just one more person, over the 50% to start the process. They would have to have 51% to start the process.
Yeah.
They can do that right now if they want it.
Yeah, they could.
Mm-hmm. Why haven't they?
Money.
No. The fact that the longer this drags out, the better the Republicans look. So all politically orientated. I personally don't like him because he's lied, he's cheated, he's manipulated, he's conspired, conspiracy, by looking at the talking points. A lot of this is in legalese terms. Now, Linda Tripp, under oath, has said that she did not supply Lewinsky with any advice on how to proceed. She just recorded. Some of her talking points, and talking points are a legal term, some of her talking points, Monica Lewinsky's, are written purely in legalese jargon. She doesn't know that much law to be able to write in legalese jargon.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Now, if the
president... Because she's just a secretary, she's not a...
She was just an intern.
Yeah.
If the president talked with her and suggested, that's obstruction.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a grey area of obstruction.
Not really, because of the fact that she's going to testify that he told her, or they could discuss how to cover up the fact that they had had sex.
That is a clear conspiracy. And I think he's smart enough to know that.
Hmm.
How he would go about it would be just giving hints on other cases, on how to avoid the issue. Avoiding the issue can be done many, many different ways on explaining how to avoid the issue. So even though he is not telling her directly to lie, he is telling her indirectly how to avoid an issue. There's the words right there. How to avoid the issue. That is not lying. That is changing the subject. That is sidestepping. Mm-hmm. That is avoiding the issue. That is not lying. That is not perjury. But it is still manipulation and obstruction.
Yeah, but like you said, honey, it's a very gray area. Mm-hmm. And how do you prove something like that?
Exactly.
It's so difficult. It'd be almost impossible to prove something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you couldn't prove it only because it's her word against his. That's She's correct. Got a case of blanket immunity against prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't hurt her to say anything she wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
To a point.
She cannot lie.
That's perjury. She won't get immunity from perjury.
That's right. If she lies with immunity, right, the immunity is revoked. If they think she is lying.
They'll think she's lying or prove she's lying?
They prove or even think.
No, they can't pull it on a thought.
Well, if there is the evidence that she is not being truthful, even if she is being truthful and it appears that she is not, then they can revoke it. So mm-hmm. For her, she has to be as honest as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You see the problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if they get the correct information, how do they proceed? Do they request an impeachment hearing? No, I don't think so, for what I've mentioned earlier.
Sidestep the issue.
Well, what they do is they wait until he's out of office and then slap him with 3 felony charges. Oh dear, he goes away for life. I don't think they'll do that.
No, they won't do that.
They would definitely, if the outcome is negative, they would definitely go ahead and press charges. Maybe 1, maybe 2 offences. His ability to ever hold office ever again in any capacity is revoked.
Down the drain.
Maybe pardoned by whoever's a sitting president.
Maybe, maybe not. Depends how it serves them. If, let us say, it is Al Gore, and he pardons him, it looks bad for him.
Well, I'd say Ford.
Mm-hmm. Did Ford get re-elected?
Nope. Well, look at the present administration.
It is even more corrupt than the Nixon administration.
I think that's why I don't get involved in it, because it's just so much garbage.
Actually, it's very entertaining picking all the threads and pulling and watching.
But it's still garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I can go outside and dig in my garbage cans and get better stuff than that with some politics.
Mm-hmm. But it's entertaining to watch what is actually said in these hearings and what is reported to be said.
Well, you're an unprejudiced observer also.
I've got to admit that I am prejudiced. I do not like Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah, but you're not involved in it.
No.
Per se, like we are.
No, true.
True. Okay. That's why I say you're an uninterested observer.
That's right. Actually, I find it very, very fascinating. Yeah. Okay. Any questions?
Not in politics. What do you got going?
We got the news coming out in a while.
Oh. Oh, the short one, huh?
Pretty short.
Yeah, it's nice to actually be one of the tallest people when all the children are around.
Oh, no.
Oh, we found out what was up. What was wrong with Minerva's upset stomach.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. She got given a gift by one of the cats. One of the cats brought her a mouse. Dead mouse.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Instead of cleaning it properly, she just gutted it, took off most of its fur, took off its head, and chowed it down. Which is okay, but she forgot to wash the claws.
Oh, golly.
So she got an upset stomach. She's better now.
She's better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. And she got a lesson on preparing food properly. But it was a gift that she accepted. Instead of doing the proper thing of washing and cleaning and saving it for later on, she thought it'd make a nice snack.
It did. Mm-hmm. Felt her stomach, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it this way, she was going through the eye of a needle. When she wasn't up-chucking, she was going through the eye of a needle.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. You know, giving her lots to drink to keep the electrolytes and everything up.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. But her sisters learned from it.
Yeah. I bet you all of them did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, her question tonight at the dinner table was, is everything washed? Is everything sterile?
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I better put on our guest speaker.
All right,
go ahead.
Greetings and felicitations and welcome. Greetings, Skip. Greetings, Russ. And why was she giggling at me? I don't know. Okay. Let me start by saying that it is an honor and a pleasure to be able to communicate through the medium of the internet to relay the information necessary for the spiritual growth and understanding of your planet. My participation in the past and the present is all calculated to be able to achieve a harmonic uplifting on the spiritual level to achieve an ascending advancement for all parties involved. The challenge that I gave at the start of this dissertation, you will insert it at the top, is part of the necessary teaching tools that have been laid out. Even though my part in this discussion is purely as an advisor and an observer, it is necessary for me from time to time to intervene to be able to facilitate and expedite the dialogue necessary for the communication. In achieving the groundwork set up for these dialogues, to be able to increase the vibrational frequency of all beings involved in these discussions, it is necessary to motivate. If I was to sit and just be an independent, unbiased observer, then my time involved would expire before the necessary levels and achievements had been set forth. In intervening and, in your terminology, a swift kick in the hiney is to speed up and put back on course these talks that I so dearly would like to see happen in my period involved. However, if it has not happened within my time that I have chosen to be involved, I will leave behind the necessary groundwork and framework for it to continue. Questions?
In the groundwork that has been laid to this point, how much more of it do we have left to go?
Quite a lot. Okay. This is just the beginning. The beginning starts with but a single breath. You inhale, it is started. Much has already been done. Much, much more remains to be done. Question.
Okay. Well, the time schedule is looking much better now.
Uh-huh.
Things are clicking in as far as schedules and being able to find the time necessary to do so. And the implication of it now is that we need to work out a schedule, I think, that we can maintain. Say, for example, we need to accomplish this by this date, that by that date, and we need to work out an outline, I think, of where we'd like to be. And if not, we can kind of see where we are and how to improve it.
Setting deadlines and dates is not appropriate for this kind of discussion, due to the fact that by setting a deadline, and if the deadline is not met due to circumstances beyond your control, then you look back. If we put approximate deadlines, let us say that the first group should be assembled within a year. First group to start the preliminary discussions on what will be discussed at the discussions for the talks on the setup in the language, then that is acceptable. What I will say instead of a year is a year to a year and a half for the first core group to form, to be able to get ready to talk and discuss what will be discussed at the discussions prior to the main talks.
Okay. Well, would you like to work with me and Kara and any other interested individuals about setting up approximate schedules, or would you just leave it up to...
I will lay down the groundwork. I will talk with Madam Ambassador and yourself and the host, and we will lay out the groundwork necessary for a timeline. All times will be approximate.
Of course.
Good. I will try to schedule time in between my learning times and my knack-knack times.
Okay, that'll work. Mostly we'll be able to get an idea of a good idea of, by doing this, setting up a procedures that will assist us in going into the talks more.
Procedure is an inaccurate word. Protocols.
Protocols. Organization. It's we need to organize a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
The time spent and the things that are done within that time to make it more productive. Productive as far as achievements or effort put out toward achievement.
Is the term we as in you and myself, or we as in a basic overall outlook?
Basic overall outlook.
Okay. That is something that you're going to have to be careful about. By saying we, you are implying yourself, you are implying Skip, you are implying the host, you are implying us up here, and myself. So that is part of the language that you have to learn to understand.
Right.
Let me give you a quick coaching lesson in communicating in a political or a politically motivated environment. I will make a statement. It is necessary for parties involved to lay a groundwork. Now, let me restart. It is necessary for the host organization that is hosting these upcoming discussions to lay out a framework which is appropriate for all parties, if permissible. You see, I have substituted a few key words.
Mm-hmm.
We, meaning everybody. The host, hosting, has been substituted.
There is no host.
There is a host.
Oh, there is a host.
Yes. Your planet is hosting it through its medium of the internet. See, it is worded very carefully. You have to think about what is said. You do not assume what is said is what is meant. Your intestinal tract is bubbling.
Yeah, I feel that.
Ah. Question.
By the world hosting itself, we're dealing with all the groups involved with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many other worlds besides this, as we've talked before, will be affected by these talks.
Mm-hmm.
At a later point, will they be able to be involved in the talks with ours?
Well, that is a general idea, that they will be involved from the get-go. You see, the reason why you were selected to be the hosting planet is due to the fact that most of the races that have been involved in these discussions are involved in your planet one way or another. So therefore, it is the ideal meeting ground right in the middle of the involvement area. It would be no good hosting a debate or discussion on, let us say, Sirius, because that is away from the center of the problem. By addressing it at the center of the problem and having everybody aware of what is going on with all their monitoring equipment, with all their technology, seeing what each party does, may be able to facilitate and speed up the process. Instead of being as far away as possible in a sterile, neutral environment where it is not seen what is going on by one party, whilst the other party is still doing what it is doing, whilst the discussions are going on. So, it is important to host it at the location and source of the problem. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question.
Okay. It has been theorized in some of our mass media and among some of the more imaginative groups that discussions between our planet and other races have already been taking place and been going on for many years. How would these talks, were these to be true, affect those?
Not at all.
Okay.
In fact, they would augment them.
Wow. Excellent. Okay.
Question. I see you have none left. Okay.
Yeah, none left.
Skip.
Yes.
Question.
No?
No. Okay. Did I give you what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I can go off and take my nap next time.
Okay. Thank you, Lady.
For this purpose, the name will be Daniel.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, it's funny how he gets up, and you see him get up in his jimmies and kind of walks across or crawls across to the center of the futon, sits down, crosses his legs, and starts sucking on his thumb. I thought that was funny. Yes?
Hmm.
Oh, next speaker.
You'll get there.
I hope so. I hope so. Greetings and felicitations. Greetings, Russ. Greetings, Skip. I see we are down to just the two of you tonight.
Yes.
I understand that the young lady is participating in creating finance for herself, and the gentleman that was here last week is not here. That is his choice.
Well, apparently he'll be here next week. You better.
Theoretically. Okay. Let us go over Tia's political points. This is discussion that she has been having on the ongoing developments. All Tia's comments are relevant and useful. Her opinions need to be emphasized that they are her opinions. Some of them I agree with. Some of them I have no comment. But it is important to remember and to emphasize that they are her opinions. Her ability to understand and size up a situation is very talented. The discussion that we had about the DEFCONs, she worded that very well and avoided a lot of the issues. Maybe Tia should have given pointers to Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. Okay. Let me add on to Leonidi's dissertation by saying that it is necessary for the spiritual growth of your planet to be able to host these discussions. In hosting these discussions, it aids in the growth of the learning process, not only of your species and other species, but in species that are just participating by observing. And in the learning process, there is understanding of the growth that is growing within all life forms that participate in the levels that your planet has been through. Ascension is part of the growth process in all species. Whether or not that happens in the near future or in the far distance future is irrelevant. The main important thing to remember that that growth is happening. Whether or not it is slow is a moot point. The understanding that growth is part of the natural development is something that people on your level tend to lose sight of when they are involved in their daily lives. But all species as a group know that growth is a constant factor. Questions and answers.
Okay, I got one question. In the last decade, or maybe a little more, is this why people have become, or more and more people, or a lot of people was to begin with, more people have become aware of the spiritual awakening, as some people put it?
Yes.
Okay.
It is part of the development of all beings, that they realize as a group that they are growing, and the growth that happens is a natural outcome of this realization. It, in essence, speeds up the growth process.
Okay.
Continue. It sounded as if you weren't quite finished with your question.
No, it was just fine. That's why they call it seeing the light or whatever. But more and more people becoming involved in it, and more people becoming aware that we're not the only beings in the universe.
I think it was stated by one of your popular scientist authors that to assume that you are the only species is not only short-sighted, but arrogant.
And very vain.
And very vain. To see things as you are the pinnacle, you are the top, there is no better, you are the only, is obviously very wrong. Life forms take on many different shapes, as we discussed last week.
Mm-hmm.
Kara mentioned that there were a considerable number of different races, mm-hmm. in different appearances, different incarnations. She deliberately avoided giving the races various names. I think Kara handled that very well.
I think that was very wise.
The fact that security at your end is very, very lax is, in this case, a benefit. But it is necessary to remember that security, so that we do not have problems that we had in the past, is maintained. It is necessary to screen guests very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want repeat performances of what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are all aware of what happened just over 14 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more questions, please.
Rose?
Okay.
In working in this outline that we're talking about, a timeline, let's say, he gave a nice example of an estimated goal within a year, year and a half of having the first group ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To do so, there are a couple of different things that need to be done that would facilitate that.
That is correct.
So what we should do is set up a few minor goals or things, preliminary goals, perhaps that would, something we can set as benchmarks. That we can say, well, this is a point that we wanted to reach, and
I think Lenny's laid down the framework for you to do that. in how he worded the goal for a year to a year and a half. He said all times are approximate.
Right.
If you were to follow his example, then you will be able to work out particular goals. His idea of having a group ready in a year to a year and a half is a subjective point from his point of view.
Right.
What you might want to do, and it is not for me to interfere, I am trying to go with what Leonidi said, is to set yourself minor goals, as you stated, maybe by emailing various individuals and groups, and hopefully being able to set up a little discussion on when you are going to start the discussions about the discussions on the protocol, for the discussions on setting up the criteria for the main talks. I noticed that Leonidi set it up in three levels. A discussion on setting up for the discussions on what will be taught and what will be covered. I think the first setup is a setup for bringing people together and to get them acquainted.
Well, something to think about is coming up in the next month or two, and I believe it's the Yucatan, there is a meeting, a conference taking place between quite a few different channels on the planet. And a lot of it's coming in on email right now, and a lot of it's internet organized. I'm wondering what part we could take in at least electronically assisting and maybe getting the ball rolling there.
I cannot intervene. You will have to come to your own decision on what you wish to do.
Okay. I'll talk over the host.
Bye. That would be wise. Next question.
Let's go. Okay. Worldwise, with the DEF CON coming about and the kind of meetings you've had, the talks, how is this going to affect the talks as far as the scheduling goes?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Unless you slide into scenario C, and then all bets are off.
Bit of a distraction.
Yes, survival is a distraction.
Okay. Tia didn't touch on this, but maybe you could help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
Scenario C. Let's say the impossible happens and they do decide to impeach Clinton and Gore comes into the picture.
That is scenario B, in Tia's updated predictions.
Excellent.
I cannot go into too much detail as I'm waiting to hear back from Ashtar and Sananda on when we can proceed with the projections for the next 5 years. They are still being discussed and debated.
Alright. Would it be wise to have a release form or a release, a pre-release, at least written up in a way that we could then just edit it to the specific general release?
I do not fully understand what you mean. In implication to what?
For example, if during the conference you had with Tia concerning alerting to
I understand. You would wish to have something typed up like communique blank due to circumstances involving blank, blank, blank. It is necessary to inform you that we have increased our level of readiness to DEF CON blank.
That way, at least we have a chance. You can go over the language. If it looks good, you can fill in the blanks. Things work right.
The importance for a pre-release form is the fact that it has to be short, precise, and to the point. If it is long-winded, then it will be taken away from the point. So a pre-release form that is written, ready with the blanks to be filled in, is something that has to be thought of very carefully.
Well, I'm thinking of the, we discussed the urgency of the situation were it to happen. Well, there is a bit of a time lag between the information given, information typed up, and the information given out.
The way that we have set it up is that you yourselves can declare a DEFCON advancement. If you remember, what constitutes an increase to DEFCON 3?
Well, it would be the key points or the key events that are happening at the same time.
Correct, which would be?
Which would be a civil disobedience of some kind, a natural disaster of financial, economic implications, and a drop in the stock market of 150 points in a single day or by the end of the day.
Correct. That is DEFCON 3.
Right.
What is DEFCON 2?
DEFCON 2 would be a drop in the market of 300 points.
250
points. Two natural disasters going on at the very same time. A civil disobedience in three separate locations.
Correct. And let us not go to DEFCON 1.
No.
But that is pretty horrific. And one can be skipped over for another, depending on what happens. But having that ability, you can decide yourself exactly what a DEFCON constitutes an increase in a...